Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to be wonderful.
Yeah.
It is. It's a lot of fun. Hey,
everybody. I get to see all the people they've been talking about. I go, yeah. Hey, that's great, great. It's, okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, I don't know about any of you other married people out there, but my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look.
What? What? Is that about the milk? There was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? What? Is this about the last piece of cake? I didn't know you were saving it for later, and I ate it. What? What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? That's right, I've been married a long time, and the secret to a long marriage is date night. You gotta have date nights. You know those nights where you go out twice a week? Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. It works. And another thing, too, my husband's always on some kind of fad diet. He's always on a fad diet. His latest diet now is just, he's just gonna eat bananas and coconuts. Bananas and coconuts. That's all he's gonna eat. Just bananas and coconuts. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Oh, my little munch man. Go, get up there. You know, the thing about diets, they say it's all about portion control. That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, well, I'll never finish that. No one ever says, let's go out for English. We have. No one ever says, I'm feeling like something bland and all the same color. Where can we go? Because they give their food scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick. I don't want any spotted dick. No, thank you. I'll hold off on you know why that is, though? Because the English don't use vegetables. They don't have vegetables with their meals. No real colored vegetables. Unless you count the queen. Hello! 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 Count her. And Scottish, you got that beat with something called haggis. You hear haggis? Like a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of inedible thing. You know they call it haggis? I found out why they call it haggis, because that's the sound you make when you eat it. Hey, good news. They just released a new cure for insomnia. This is terrific. Yep, it's Lincoln on DVD. Personally, I don't think he should have got the Academy Award for playing somebody nobody ever heard. But, you put on a beard. You look like him. Good enough. And, I didn't think it was such a great act. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you, Lincoln fans. Lincoln fans. Thanks for going to take me down over Lincoln. Get her! She hates Lincoln! I just thought it was like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, who knew? And then I thought, in my own head, I'm seeing my own movie of what really happened. And so it was like Lincoln and Mary, they're hanging out. Hey, Mary, what's going on up there? Why is everybody fighting? What? I gotta do something special? What should I do? Free people? Ooh, all right. That sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll get my picture on a penny. Oh, shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Aren't there any other colors? Why are they all wearing blue and gray? Why is everybody fighting? What? What? Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, what are we doing tonight? What? Again? What do you mean? Would it kill me to go to the theater? Mary, you're crazy. Help myself. I'm a little sick. That was my version. And then the other movie's out. Oh, Les Mis. I went to see Les Mis. And true to its name, I came out more miserable than I was. All I kept thinking was, Anne Hathaway, here, have my popcorn. Please, just eat something, eat something. And then the music was making me crazy. It was like, if the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped in here watching The Mist. I had a dream this film would end. Horror films made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. I always knew who the villain of the film was because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, there would always be a beautiful young woman say something like, and the woman at the top of the stairs would go, who is also Isaki? She'd open the box, inside of a man's head, ayúdame, ayúdame. It would fall the box down from the stairs, boom, 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 and feet, she'd go, ah, with the top of the stairs, go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw. Growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a pet. No. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. And she always had these mom wisdoms, she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, these cliches, or glitches, as she called them. You don't have to listen to this, glitches is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh my head, oh my head. But she was great. She gave me good advice about finding a husband. She said, mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I always wanted to be there to answer all his little boy questions, but I would forget the first day he turned to me and his little innocent eyes asked me, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down at him and I said, well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. Misinformed like I was when I was growing up, and my mother would brush my really curly hair, and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So with that in mind, I went out, and you can help me with this too, and I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And I'm going to cue you, and when I go like this, you go, okay, ready? There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom. A searching for that special lad who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hundred. Oh, that was great. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She need only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged a manly grin, in he plunged a manly grin.
What happened there? It just stopped suddenly. Go on, I can't tell. Okay. What happened? All righty. Let's just go to a song till I figure it out. A new song written by Tom Rosen and performed by Don.
My first mistake was I liked it like everyone does. My mission was to make you love me, but you loved something good on TV. You blew it, you wouldn't push back. I knew it, so I picked up the slack. Forever, you stand there. Whenever you get off the couch, rather complain, your daughter, while you circle the drain. It's awful being here all alone, not knowing when you'll pick up the phone. You're tired, yet you've done nothing I see, just perspire with no energy. Got no intent.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. This week she'll be featuring Dragon Dronette and Chuck Skull and discuss special effects in the movies. Okay. They've got a lot of credentials, so you want to check that out. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. There you go, Betty Jo. Right? How is that? Okay. Moving right along. Oh, it's a weird day. Let me see how much time I have left. Oh, 6 minutes. Okay.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win, and step, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate, and sway, and glide, and sway, and influence, kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play, apply negative pressure. Positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing
arbitrage. Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. by the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, your spine is really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal, Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
That was Tom Cruise and me having some fun. All right, we've reached the end of the show. Don't forget to watch and listen to Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to watch my TV show tonight. That's www.mnn.org Lifestyle Channel on the Internet. Or if you're in New York City, it's on three channels. Just look at anything on this page and you will find it. All right, thank you for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, for more of Nancy Lombardo, you can get my CDs up on CD Baby. Thank you. Have a good day.